Why did everybody leave all of a sudden from right there? I mean, I heard a guy say that they're trying to trap us in, but it doesn't really look like they're moving.
Well, they're moving in it from there, and I think they're coming from there too.
They are?
They're just shooting and shooting now.
Yeah, but we gave them all this space right here. I mean,
yeah, no, they're attacking people.
They're coming out of the line and attacking people?
Yeah, they're attacking. Basically, that's what they're doing now.
Yeah.
Cause
are they breaking out of their line though, and individuals coming out?
Yeah. They just shoot, and then they come in. Then they shoot again. Then they come just closer and closer from us. I think they're pushing us, basically.
There's some great shots coming.
Yeah.
Throw it back. And they call this democracy is going forward. Fucking A. Look, the police line's coming forward, and they've got the sign, and they're still walking it forward.
I just don't want to, like, get blocked in. Like,
no, we're going to go this way, man. Okay? You want to go this way or that way? Pick your choice.
That way.
That way? Democracy flags still standing in front of the cops. As the cops advance on them, they're taking steps backwards. It sounds like this one guy is the one that's unloading the tear gas, the one standing on the end over and over again. He's putting them out. As soon as he gets one cop, he pops another.
Probably sitting on this one, though.
people are still being advanced upon by the cops. We still have that beautiful, this is democracy, and they call this democracy a banner right in front of the line of advancing cops. They took them. They grabbed one of the people. They just grabbed one person that was carrying the this is the and they call this democracy flag. They just grabbed them. So we had two emergency vehicles come in and get stopped, and now the cops are firing off tear gas. Hey Ben, let's cross to the other side of the street to get out of the way of this. You gotta look before you die. Walking backwards now, and so is the truck's moving backwards too. It's moving back with us. Actually, you know, taking stuff out of the fire truck. They've got the hoses going. The hoses on the fire truck are going, but they're not really used to thinking about how to use fire stuff. Some people are putting stuff back in. Some protesters are putting stuff back in from the fire truck. Others are trying to use the fire truck as a weapon. Moving forward now. We got guys drinking beer in the streets here too. Why do we have such a big line? Oh, look, there's cops. There's cops right there.
Put your goggles down. The wind's coming this way.
What were it? So there's cops right there, you assume? So we got the streets kind of clear, like all of a sudden we were paying so much attention to what was happening with the fire truck that we forgot to notice what was happening behind us. And there is a shitload of cops who are lined up along the roadway there, and then this way the fire truck's still in the middle of the road, and that's the most people are kind of clearing. There are some people still working to form a line with the fire hoses across the street, and the cops actually look like they're ready to. The cops have just advanced, and they're running after people, but they run too slow. So we're actually going to go this way. I know. No, we can't run across. We
got to go. It's kind of like a block down situation.
I know, but there's an alleyway here. guys. They're running after people.
Where's the alleyway? Let's go. Is there an alley
there? Yeah, there is. You see where those people are walking?
Well, we gotta either get there quick.
It's right here.
Oh.
Huh?
Don't rub yourself in kids.
Oh, so we're back. So where do
we know it's all the news I have?
Where, can you ask her where she heard that? Where did you hear that?
Yeah, it's somebody who je sais pas, c'est qui qui l'a dit?
Il a dit qu'il était retardé de quelques d'une heure ou deux.
Une heure ou deux.
Retardé.
Pas pour la nuit, not for the night, but for 2 hours.
Oh, so it shut down for 2 hours?
Yes.
And you guys are excited about that?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's a...
Security.
We have the la force.
La force.
De la manifestation, the power.
We have the power?
Yeah, not a real power, yeah. But a power to make them...
I hear the tear gas got in one of the buildings.
Huh?
Oh, in one of the buildings where they were trying to meet?
And they had to close it down.
Yeah, so that's why.
Ah, so it's possible. Right.
Possible. So
the
you don't...
The wind's going our way.
Yeah,
yeah, it is
great.
Going our way.
We have to... Le vent...
Ouais, ouais.
C'est direction. It's going towards the police.
The wind is on our side.
C'est parce qu'ils peuvent pas faire tout ce qu'ils veulent, malgré leurs 6500 policiers. Les gens sont pas armés dans la rue. No, you don't understand what I said, eh?
No.
C'est où tu viens?
I said that... J'ai dit... Ils peuvent pas faire tout ce qu'ils veulent, tu sais, mais c'est une petite poignée de personnes dans la rue qui fait tout de même retarder les choses, alors... C'est...
I didn't pick it up. I can't pick it up, I'm sorry.
Okay.
Just a lot of people can't to stop...
Right, can stop the police.
Yeah, and the black power of the summit.
Right.
So just
6,000 police officers.
Yeah.
About how many people do you think have been in the streets today?
I heard estimates of 10,000, but
yeah.
I heard estimates.
No,
I don't think so.
Less
than 10,000?
Maybe in all the city. Maybe 10,000, maybe
2,000.
4,000, maybe.
The people. It's
3,000 or 4,000.
To say that because
he. But
did the swim goggles work out?
Yeah, they worked fine.
In the same batch.
The wind.
Make sure they have the seal. Back.
Yeah, rubber edge. I ended up behind the police. They were very unhappy about that.
How did you end up behind the police?
I came up one of the side streets, you know, and I looked and there was a police line. They were facing the other way. So I walked up and said, what do you want me to do? So the guy was kind of grabbing
me.
He threw you out?
Why? He threw me through the line. I said, you want me to go through or you want me to go back?
Where do I come from? I come from Syracuse, New York, Central New York.
Okay.
New York State. Are you happy that people have come here?
Quebec.
Yeah. Are you glad that people are coming to Quebec to protest this?
Yes. And I hope when the next summit, we go all
of us. Quebec.
Mondialization, globalization of the solidarity.
Globalization of the solidarity. Yeah, that's what we need.
So the Quebecois will be going to the
Les
États-Unis.
Yes. Okay.
I look forward to it. Yeah, I look forward to it.
I heard and it works, I think.
Yeah. I heard that Quebec City is against the summit being here. Like, people don't want it here. Is that true? The city doesn't want it here? Like, the people that live...
The city?
The people that live here. Quebecois.
I don't know.
Just a lot of people. No, not a lot. Petit,
small.
A
little. Small people.
It's a very activist community here.
Yeah? But is that true that a lot of people don't want the summit here?
Well, what they told me in the bar down the street was that to put a wall up like that, and they have protested many times in Quebec City, to put a wall up like that is an affront to the Quebec people to stop the free expression of democracy like that.
Why didn't the Quebec people try to stop the wall going up?
Oh, I don't know. Probably because it happened, I don't know, weeks ago.
Yeah.
It's a good question.
C'est vrai, Christian, qu'il est vous êtes du Québec.
Yes.
C'est vrai que les gens de Québec ne voulaient pas que le sommet se lieu à Québec?
Non, à un moment donné, les commerçants sont mis à avoir peur. Mais
pas vraiment.
Said no, people of the Quebec City doesn't. It's not true that they don't want to have the summit.
The mayor is a
the majority.
Hmm?
The majority.
Mayor.
Yes.
Or the mayor.
Why?
The mayor. Oui.
Sometimes ask at him what happened. Not good information, but it's okay, no.
So the people in Quebec City don't mind the summit being here?
Insignificant number.
It's a what?
Insignificant.
Do the people of Quebec appreciate the wall? Do the people of Quebec appreciate the wall? Do they like the wall up over there, the chain link fence?
No, I don't think so.
No.
It's crazy, the wall.
Yeah.
The government said... The government said to the population that it was
Protection.
More security for the people. But I don't think people believe that.
Yeah, they don't feel secure because of that.
I think they feel... horrified by that.
Horrified.
And I think they talk about that. But last week, when they built it, many reactions of the population.
Oh!
Against the wall.
What? Tu parles là-bas?
Attends. Comment veux-tu en arrière? On n'a pas fait la même erreur au Seattle. À Seattle, on a tenu notre poudre, nous autres, les Québécois!
She said we can fight same Seattle, but more than Seattle, okay?
Non, ben, in Quebec, especially.
Yeah. The manifestation, it was much more disciplined.
Here?
Here.
Yeah.
By all of us.
Ouais, va pas de bruit tantôt.
Ben là,
ils ont
tout de même fait repousser jusqu'à
l'eau. Oui, c'est ça, j'ai
l'air. You know, they...
Yep.
Hit the people.
Yeah, they're not. They did throw some people to the ground, though. They did throw some people to the ground and jump on them and pour some stuff on them. So that was happening. Wow. So. And I saw at one point, the cops tried to run after people, but they couldn't run fast enough. People were running faster than the cops, so... So they were here.
Oh yes, I didn't see that.
Yeah.
They run after me.
Well, they were trying to run after people, but they got tired real quick. They couldn't run as fast, so.
That's good.
Yeah.
Est-ce
que les gens ne m'ont pas rendu compte? Est-ce que les policiers ont couru après les manifestants, mais qu'ils ne couraient pas assez vite, fait qu'ils sont fatigués.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Bye. Have a good time in Quebec.
Yeah, we will. So we're walking up to the line of police who have assembled here at Côte d'Abraham. And do you know what this intersection is here?
Huh?
This intersection.
Yeah. I don't know.
Dufferin?
I don't know.
It looks like it says Dufferin and Montgomery. And
you fucking bastard!
And we're going to walk up and try to get an interview with a few of the people who are sitting down. It's kind of tense right now because they've got bottles being thrown. And so we don't really want to approach just now. I'm kind of looking at that guy back there who's walking around. Kind of looks like he's giving an order or something. But,
yeah, watch out for these coming from back the other way because they usually don't reach.
They usually don't reach?
They don't reach back. when people throw them back?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm wondering. Like, is it exactly that safe to go over there and get an interview with those two brave fucking people?
She's sitting there.
Yeah, I know. They're fucking brave, dude.
Oh, wow, shit, man.
So. All right. Do you have the fucking strength, man?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Hey guys.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey guys. Well, it took a lot of strength to walk out here. Let me tell you.
Oh well, I guess we're used to it.
You're fucking used to it. Why?
Yeah, well, I'm seeing this guy sitting here, and I see like, okay, well, these guys are bombing on the other side, so I think we're safe. And
you're safe right here, about 10 yards from the police.
100% safe, so. Because they're not throwing anything at us, and they're not going to come out and beat the crap out of us because we're sitting here peacefully, right? They're going to go and grab the other guys. They've already done that. They've already had a bunch of them run out behind us, grab people, and run back, right? So. We're fine here. We're the people who are keeping them from advancing further.
This is what's
going on here.
The most peaceful place in all the
shit.
You know, like I don't know who's.
This is the most peaceful place in all the manifestation. They don't understand the tactic of the policemen. The policemen, they want the people to back up. But as long as you stand front, they don't advance. They're still there.
Who do you think's more afraid here, us or the people throwing the bottles? We're sitting here. They're the ones throwing the bottles and running away.
Yeah.
We don't need to be afraid. They're the ones who are afraid. So, like, this is not a problem. It's peaceful. It's, you know, we just sit here, take it in, and kind of enjoy and have a good time. And
we're flying saucers going all around.
Yeah, someone came out
actually,
brought me a beer. It was great, you know.
Now I have a new shampoo.
May I do something for you, my friend?
Oh yeah. Thank you.
L'chaim.
So we just had a beer passed around. So you came out here and sat down first?
Yeah.
Why did you do that?
I don't know, because it didn't seem like it was a good place to sit down back there. This seemed like it was the best spot. But it's, I don't know, like, it's not that big a deal. Like, sit down here, they're not going to come out and take me. Why would, like, there's no reason for them to take me. And there's so much media around this place. I'm part of it, but there's so much media around this place that... you know, it'll be well documented, and I don't have to worry about it. I don't have any. All my film, I dropped it off at my uncle's house, so I don't have to worry about them getting my film. There's not what's in the camera is like whatever. So I'm not really that worried.
I think the problem is people are getting close to us. I think they want to throw shit, and it might be bad for us. But.
But so
you
far.
Just move up a little closer.
Yeah.
Move up a little closer.
No, I'm gonna wait here until they come with. I'm gonna wait here until they come within 20 feet, and then I'm gonna take off.
Yeah.
But until then, this is good. It's fine. I feel safe.
One of the guys was doing it earlier. He was sitting on the. Actually, it was crappy because he was sitting alone, and they were like bombing him a lot. Like they were papering him, and bombing him, and. People were coming to give him waters and stuff, and they were going back, and he was still staying there, puking on the floor, and they would keep on bombing the guy. That makes me sick. It's actually just like we're doing right there. They were bombing the guy, and he was sitting closer to the fence, though. But so what? I think this all of this is just a mix of people who want to crank up the other guys, and the other guys are crank up to... you know, bomb us, so it's too bad to say this, but I think the media have been used to do some propaganda to make all that shit happen. Whoa, what's this? What is that?
Well, anyway. Time is what it is.
Actually, I think we're going to be sick here. See? See, bombed. we're being bombed.
Oh, yeah, here we come.
All right, guys, I gotta back out because I don't have any kind
ahead.
Of stuff. So,
I think we got.
Are you guys from Quebec or not?
I am.
You are?
Yeah, I live in Levy.
You're from Ottawa?
I'm staying here because I'm a peaceful guy.
Yeah.
I would like things to be quiet. I think this could have been different. but the media and the way this have been planned and the way this have been organized couldn't lead to us or other things than violence.
Yeah, yeah. The way what has been organized, the cops.
Well, the cops, they, you know, I don't know from how long you guys are in the city, but from a month ago, they keep on showing us cops being prepared and demonstrations of rudeness and powers, and that I think they should have prepared people to being peaceful. They should have teach people to being peaceful, and they should have teach people to work in a way that we would not have been caught in this kind of action, you know, people throwing bottles and stuff and cops throwing shit, and it's too bad, because we should be working on peace. We should be working on working together, and people are screaming fuck and throwing stuff, and they want to do something that's gonna bring people together. That's what they're saying about the America Summit. I think it's wrong. I think it's just gonna be a way to you know, make the world
We're just letting a heavy cloud pass across. We're just letting a heavy cloud pass.
How do you say belly? Can I take a draft?
Whoa. Suck on this.
What is that? Charcoal?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It's charcoal canisters. You know, I don't know what they are. $5-$10 a pair at Canadian Tire, and
it works like magic.
Better than spending the $60 for the breather thing, right? Works just as well, so why not?
How do you feel with that? A lot better?
Well, yeah.
Yeah. Clean air.
You breathe the air.
So you think that the media has somewhat played a role for what has happened here tonight?
Well, I think, you know what I think? I think this has been organized.
Media. Yeah, I am.
It's bad to say, and I don't want to be talking about, how we say that, you know,
that's okay.
I don't want to say that, I don't want to say that government and people that are in the power have been organized that thing, so. I don't want to say that this whole violence and, you know, demonstration of power against, you know, we could think that, well, okay, we're going to make that, you know, we I don't know where you guys are from, but we have the problem between Quebec and Ottawa, that there's a fight between Quebec and Ottawa because we're French, okay? So we could think that this have been organized to make, you know, the French people from Quebec City being stupid and violent and reacting badly about things like the America Summit, okay? But in some sort of way, I think they didn't give a chance. They didn't give a piece of chance, you know, because. You know, they didn't give a piece of chance because they organize it and make it so much of demonstrations of powers, so it turned out to be this way. Yeah, read into this. I'm gonna need it earlier. Anyway, I think the people who are in the power, really, who control media and politics and stuff, should be aware that the way all of this have been organized would have led to violence. And there again, I'm breathing gas. Woo! They could.
It's vinegar. It's pretty disgusting. So you get used to the.
All of that thing should have been organized. Some sort that peace would have been
the big words. But it didn't happen this way. Oh my.
Petrie, you
want to
back out or are you staying here, man?
Yeah, we can go back.
All right.
Hey, you guys want some water or something?
Eh?
We'll come back out with some water and stuff if you like.
Oh, I got water here.
It's okay. Not too bad for now. I would like to say something to everyone who's listening, whatever, where it's going to end up. I think the humanity should work to be in peace. People should be together in peace, in love, not in money, in power, in strength. We should drop weapons, we should talk, we should exchange, we should love each other. And that's not what's happening today. And it's too bad, because everything's going to look bad, all of this is going to look like a big shit, and it's not. Well,
where are you guys from?
We're doing Seba. Trying to see what's happening to our friends right now. Are they still there?
What?
Are they still there?
I think it's gone.
No, they're still out there. They're completely immersed in the gas. They're getting up. They're getting up. Oh, fuck. I think they got arrested. They're cool. There was just a kid running up there, and it kind of looked like a cop. Oh, fuck. Let's not go too far, because it's very smoky right there. Fuck.
Why did everyone start cheering?
Just because the cops were completely covered in gas right there for a few minutes, which meant that our buddies out there were completely covered in gas as well.
Those guys were excellent.
Yeah. Are you gonna
I'd like to see George Bush talk like that under tear gas.
Yeah, fuck, that never happened. Never.